Today on Rappler. Former Senator Sonny Trillanes files libel and cyber libel complaints against Harry Roque, SMNI, and vlogger Banat Bai. Senator Bato de la Rosa fails to establish President Marcos's drug links. A maritime expert says the largest blockade of Chinese vessels is en route to Panatag Shoal ahead of a civilian mission to the area. Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight guitar is up for sale. And 43 years later, after its appearance at Cannes, Lino Broca's film Bona featuring Nora Honor makes a return to France. Former Senator Antonio Trillanes IV files libel and cyber libel complaints against former presidential spokesperson Harry Roque, Apollo Quiboloy-owned network SMNI, and vlogger Banat Bai or Byron Cristobal. Trillanes says Roque and Banat Bai accused him of giving away Panatag Shoal to China during back-channel talks in 2012. Trillanes claims Roque made the allegations in a video clip posted on the former presidential spokesperson's Facebook page. Banat Bai published Roque's video and then posted his own video. Trillanes also files libel and cyber libel complaints against a certain Guillermina Barido and SMNI hosts and executives. In an interview aired by SMNI, Barido alleged Trillanes tried to convince her and purportedly paid her to be a fake witness against then-President Duterte. Senator Bato de la Rosa claims there is no hidden agenda in conducting hearings on the so-called Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency or PDEA leaks, even if testimony suggests these were fabricated. The PDEA leak stemmed from a pre-operation report in 2012 that implicated President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and actress Maricel Soriano in illegal drugs. At the Senate hearing on Monday, May 13, head of PDEA's legal division, Francis Del Valle, says the documents presented by dismissed PDEA agent Jonathan Morales were, quote, fabricated, noting these did not contain PDEA control numbers. Meantime, former Senator Antonio Trillanes claims De La Rosa was holding the hearings upon the instructions of former President Rodrigo Duterte. A fuming De La Rosa says he can't be dictated upon by anyone. De La Rosa's committee has conducted 3 hearings on the leaks but has failed to establish links to Marcos. Senate President Mig Zubiri meantime warned his colleagues to stop using Senate hearings for political persecution. A maritime expert says the, quote, largest blockade of Chinese vessels is en route to Panatag Shoal in the West Philippine Sea ahead of a civilian mission to the area. Raymond Powell, an expert and observer of maritime movements in the region, posts on X Monday, May 13, China is determined to aggressively enforce its claim over the shoal. Atin Ito, a coalition of civic and fisherfolk and farmer groups, is set to go to the shoal on Tuesday, May 14 to bring supplies to fisherfolk in the area. Just 3 weeks before, China Coast Guard ships water cannoned Philippine government vessels supposed to bring fuel and supplies to Filipino fisherfolk. In a statement, the coalition said they were undeterred. China's actions are failing to intimidate Filipinos. Instead, they are only uniting us and inspiring us to go further in defending our rights. The acoustic guitar auctioneer Say Eric Clapton used to compose his hit ballad Wonderful Tonight is going under the hammer next month. With a guide price of up to $500,000, among its listed distinguishing marks are burns on the headstock left by the cigarettes Clapton stuck under the strings. The 1974 00028 Martin Acoustic also has a sticker on the side reading, "She's in love with a rodeo man," a reference to the hit performed by Texas-born country star Don Williams. He used it to compose songs including his 1977 hit about model Patty Boyd. The rock legend says he wrote Wonderful Tonight as he was waiting for her to get ready for a party. Clapton sold the guitar at a charitable auction in 1999. It will be up for sale again at Bonham's Rock, Pop, and Film Auction at its London Sale Room on June 12. 43 years after its appearance at Cannes, national artist Lino Broca's film Bona, featuring another national artist, Nora Honor, makes a return to France. The 4K restored version of the film is to be premiered this year at the festival through the collaborative efforts of Carlotta Films and Canny Releasing. Bona follows a young middle-class girl who drops out of high school to pursue a one-sided romance with Gardo, a minor actor in low-budget films. Ariel Esteban Calle, co-founder of Canny Releasing, says the process for restoration was complex and had to be done abroad. Calle adds the film premiered in Cannes in 1981, so it was the logical place to premiere the restored version. And that's today's wrap. I'm Kara Oliver. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.